the judges, the politicians, their favorite thing is starving to death four-year-olds, begging for mommy. And then they call it using them up when they finally whimper, give up, roll over, and die. They then have sex with the dead bodies, thank Satan, like Jimmy Savile would do, and go out and grab your next child out of the back of your yard. Now, I'm sorry to have to talk like this, but you need to know who's coming for you and your family. I'm telling you! We're turning into a bunch of self-centered, walking dead trash, and we're such zombies that we don't even notice hell itself rising up against us! Where is the animating contest of liberty? Where is the spirit lifted up against these people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Welcome to yet another stunningly stupid edition of Dead Frog Radio. I'm your guest host, Hell 9000, and we've got a severe snow warning for all of Pedro County until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I repeat. Oh wait, I'm hosting a show, not doing EAS alerts. Whoops. Sorry folks. Well, Token, the normal conductor of this train of terrible, had a hearing for his terrible and appalling conduct of letting his family utilize speakerphone.
Oh, the humanity!
How dare he! So they took from him 60 days of commissary, and an additional 30 days of telephone. So it won't be until at least March when Token returns. They also apparently took away good conduct time, which means he has to do 14 more days in prison beyond when he was previously meant to get out. For using fucking speakerphone. They didn't tell him about the added time. They just decided to do it. How nice of them. Yes, folks, these are the people keeping you safe from dangerous criminals like Token. Using speakerphone and putting the world at risk. The prison calls it a three-way call, but does not define what a three-way call is anywhere in their rules. Trust us, we looked. It says only that a three-way telephone call is prohibited. Based on the old Ameritech commercials, that would mean that somebody click, dial, click. Right. What about when he calls someone's cell phone, and they don't answer? The voicemail is started elsewhere, not from the phone. Isn't that a three-way call? Nope. No definition of what a three-way call is. Token is just supposed to guess, apparently. Speaking of Token, he sent us a letter on Martin Luther King Jr. Day to let us know what the prison served for a special holiday meal. Now, this is not a joke. This was the actual meal served to all federal prisoners, nationwide, to celebrate the civil rights leader's special day. The prisons serve fried chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, bean pie, and sweet potato mash. On one hand, stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason. On the other hand, seriously, fried chicken for MLK Day. They all laugh their asses off at this, and even those who say it's racist sure as hell still eat the chicken. In Token's first prison, they actually went as far as to hand out grape soda and big ol' watermelon chunks.
Is that grape soda? What the fuck, yo?
Yo, that's racist, man, that's racist!
Bet your ass that nobody that complained refused to eat the meal. And finally, while Token continues to sit in the hole with no word on when he's getting out, there is some positive news to report. Warden Sean Million is officially gone. Token was never officially punished for calling him a fat piece of shit. Everything has been off the record or collateral damage. Makes it harder to claim retaliation, but on the plus side, he's now gone. May he spend his retirement playing in oncoming traffic, making the world a much better place. In 7 years of dealing with the federal government, Token believes that this is one of the worst people he's ever seen in a position of authority. People like Warden Sean Million should never be given power. Token does not hate all authority, though he is skeptical of authority. He's seen some very good people in the prison system, but he has seldom seen true evil like he's encountered recently. Fortunately, the reign of terror has concluded. Hopefully, it's the last he will see in prison, as he will be out around December or January and sent to a halfway house. Not much longer to go, to deal with. While it begins yet another era of arbitrary authority by new people in power, it's at least a welcome change. Anyway, we've got a show to get to. And we will go ahead and get to it. In our quest to define the term offensive, we have got some hateful music, but as a joke. It's Pencil Neck Geek on Dead Frog Radio.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking P.S. with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Most any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
I remember trying to talk to you in high school. Couldn't even get a look cause you were too cool. But now we're older, playing by the new rules. We lived and learned, cause as time moves on, we find we belong. And then in the end, we were the ones you used to make fun of. We stayed at home alone instead of falling in love. We never got the chance to be prom king. We didn't even dance. But here's the thing, we got the cars, we got the money. Some sun, but
The geeks will inherit the earth.
Everybody tries to tell you that you're different, so you run away and wonder if it makes sense. But the day will come when you will get a new chance. The tables turn.
Dead Frog Radio. Contrasting selections right there on DFR. Kinda like the old bait and switch. We are anonymous. We are one. We do not forgive. We do not for. Wait. Crap. Hosting a radio show. Derp. Robot voice is very unflexible. Kinda like Vin Diesel's facial expressions. Here, let's try something stupid real quick. My mind's telling me no. But my body. My body's telling me yeah, yeah, huh.
Baby.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. But there is something that I must. Confey to you. Woo. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong. See, that was terrible. Robots can't sing worth a damn. Token's not gonna be happy to hear how half-assed of a job I'm doing with his show. Seriously. Singing R. Kelly? We can do worse than that. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Do you really want to hurt me? Alright, alright. I think we've made our point. But the good news is Token can't even hear us driving his show off a cliff, because he's in the hole in federal prison. Ha 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 hee hee ha ha. He'll have a hard time strangling me, because I'm software. You can't choke lines of computer code. So let's see if we can further drive this show off of a cliff, while at the same time tarnishing the reputation of the entire shortwave band a bit. If our wonderful producer can find this obscure song, at least. Here it is, maybe. You have been trolled, also known as Hey everybody, I'm looking at gay porno on WBCQ the planet.
Hey everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. Hey everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. You have been trolled. Have lost. Have a nice day. Fuck off. mom and dad because I said it now. I'm looking at gay porno. I'm looking at gay porno. Hey everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. Hey everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. Oh yeah, you have been told not to mention you have lost the GNAA. Will forever own you. Prestige postage is mine. GNA greater than Jew. Jews did WTC. LOL Jews. I said oh, oh, oh. Laughing out loud. Laughing out loud at WTC. Laughing out loud. Laughing out loud at 9/11.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group
GNAA
have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music, might be involved.
Dead Frog Radio. We went ahead and played that because we wanted to follow YHBT with YMCK. What a weird way to wind up a wild, wonderful musical selection, right here on WBCQ, the planet. Nazarian lives. Anyways, so yeah. I recently became aware that the sheriff was shot in self-defense, and apparently, the deputy was only playing dead to get some attention. I never knew that. I mean, it makes sense. You know how it is when the cheese makes a wheel and rolls away? Rolling through the corn maze as the birds shit on the other birds in a fecal war of epic proportions. Yes, sir, no car hood is safe, nor is either prostitute that decided to work a double shift to pay some past due bills. like the insurance on the car that the birds subsequently took a dump on. So is life, as the cheese wheel rolls on through the corn maze of the world. The cheese wheel of life. Dog. We've reached peace, but only for a fraction of a fraction of a second. And, only inside of the maze made of corn. Like the mice, we're all a part of this. How serene. Anyway, enough incoherent babbling. We've got shit to play. Here's some Mudvayne for your asses, on WBCQ. Keep it locked.
Welcome to Jack Off Slop Shop, food with attitude. My name is Jerry. I'll be ignoring you this evening. If you guys want anything, feel free to shut up and get it yourselves. This tubby guy to my left is Timmy. He's new here, so he's going to be following me around and learning the ropes from a master. Timmy, say hello.
Hello. Okay, now let's start off with drink orders. What do you guys want? Let me guess.
A couple of Cosmos.
You guys are faggots.
Let's slow things down a bit, okay?
Okay. We'll have a couple of Cokes.
Oh, big man with the Coke. Sure you can handle all that sugar, sweet tooth?
Actually, I'll get a beer.
Oh, there we go. At least there's one real man at the table. See that, ladies?
Ladies?
Yeah, if you two need to use the restroom, the ladies' room is right down the hall on the left. I'm sure you girls will want to go tinkle together, right?
So you can wash your filthy pussies.
Oh.
Wash off your filthy pussies.
I'll have the nacho, ordinary nachos.
Okay, I'm surprised you could read that menu, though. From the looks of them, I thought he was going to point and grunt.
You guys all look like you have AIDS.
Timmy.
Especially this guy. Who's your lawyer, Denzel Washington?
You know, that's really inappropriate.
I think we're going to go. Yeah.
Go blow each other.
Guys, wait. He's new. I'm sorry. Please sit down. I'll get the nacho, ordinary nachos on the house. Okay?
A cup of de balls.
I didn't even get that.
I think he thinks you're Italian.
I am.
Yeah, I think it's like a gay Italian thing, like cup of the balls. I don't know.
Yeah, we're like...
Say hello to my little friends. Get it? Because say hello to my little friends. It's like Italian, the Godfather, right? Everyone is dumb except me.
I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours. On a beautiful day. Daydream. I dream of you amid the flowers. For a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. It's a spy from behind my giant robot's eyes. I keep him happy cause I might fall out if he cries. Scared of heights so I might pass out if he flies. Keep them on autopilot cause I can't drive. Room enough for one, I tell my homies they can't ride. Unless we're sitting on the shoulders, but that's way too high. Let's try not to step on the children. The news cameras filming this walking project building. Now there's hoes selling hoes like right around the toes. And the crackheads beg at about the lower leg. There's crooked police that's stationed at the knees. And they do drive-bys like up and down the thighs. And there's a car chase going on at the waist. Keep a vest on my chest. I'm sitting in my room as I'm looking out the face. Something to write about. I still got some damage from fighting the White House. Just a
daydream. I fell asleep amid the flowers.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
On a beautiful day.
Daydream.
I dream
of you amid the flowers.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful
day. Now come on everybody, let's make cocaine cool. We need a few more half-naked women up in the pool. And hold this Mac 10 that's all covered in jewels. And can you please put your titties closer to the 22s? And where's the champagne? We need champagne. Now look as hard as you can with this blunt in your hand. And now hold up your chain, slow motion through the flames. Now cue the smoke machines and the simulated rain. But not too loud cause the baby's sleeping. I wonder if it knows what the world is keeping. Up both sleeves while he lay there dreaming. Me and my robot tiptoe round creeping. I had to turn my back on what got you paid. I couldn't see, had the hood on me like Abu Ghraib. But I like to thank the streets that drove me crazy. And all the televisions out there that breaks me. I was
daydreaming.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
Daydream.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
This is a best of Dead Frog Radio news.
A local woman facing adverse times has finally snapped at a seemingly simple and insignificant setback, Maurice Blackman reports. Thanks. Stephanie Wilson has carried the weight of the world for so long, you'd think she'd be tough as nails. However, as she was preparing to depart her residence 2 days ago, she swung her arm on the counter, where a glass 3/4 to 7/8 full of a dairy beverage known as milk was sitting. Her arm made aggressive contact with this glass, causing the glass to topple over and allowing the milk to spill out onto the counter.
Of all the times, I have so much shit to do. This is ridiculous. I just can't. God, why? This isn't fair.
In audio obtained exclusively by Dead Frog News, you can hear Stephanie Wilson crying over spilled milk. This crying lasts approximately 7 minutes as she cleans up the spoiled milk and leaves the house to attend the meeting that she was subsequently late for. For people who still wonder why there's a pay gap between men and women, you now have your answer. Maurice Blackman, DFR News. In our shameless quest for ratings for Sweeps Week, we present this investigative report from Ron Baylor. Thank you. A saying, it is said a lot. Don't believe everything you read. We put this to the test by verifying the claims made on a restroom stall at the Gasson Pass on Lake Avenue. What we found gave us pause, and we present our results to you tonight. First, a phone number with the message, call for a good time. Many people want nothing more than a good time, so we started here. We placed a call to this number to see what would happen. Here's the call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for a good time.
Huh?
You sound hot.
Who is this?
I'm Ron. What's your name?
Bill Cummings?
You're Cummings, all right.
Why do you people keep calling me? Knock it off!
As you just heard, good times can certainly be had by calling the number found in a bathroom stall. Next, a message was located that claimed that a John Bain is gay. We had our investigators locate John Bain and located some strong evidence that John Bain might actually be a homosexual. As he was out at his job as a waiter, we went through his belongings and located many more pairs of shoes than a normal straight man would own, as well as CDs and records containing show tunes. His home was neat, orderly, and well-organized. We also located multiple pink shirts and ticket stubs to a Barry Manilow concert. Even if John Bain is not a homosexual, one cannot be faulted for believing the contrary in the face of this evidence. And finally, in our expose of the accuracy of bathroom graffiti, a common wordless message, a penis drawn on the stall. Using forensic analysis, we found the marker that wrote the message, found the place it was purchased, ran the credit card receipts for that batch of markers, reviewed the security footage of the gas station, and found a match. Steve Melvin. Luckily for us, Steve had profiles on AdultSwap.com, and we were able to compare his penis to the one he drew based on nude pictures that he posted of himself. In every instance, we found the bathroom stall graffiti to be an accurate and truthful portrayal of real life. Perhaps the saying should be revised, don't believe everything you read, unless it's written on a bathroom stall and Sharpie marker. Ron Baylor, DFR News.
That was a best of DFR News. Tune in this time next week for more best of. News stories may come in March, but let's be honest. Nobody truly knows when the fuck token will be back on the phone.
She pang my bass last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. in timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. You touched on crazy run, get to find another man. They think I'm at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning orange fields up here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. You touched on crazy run, get to find another man. They think I'm at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning orange fields up here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. You touched on crazy run, get to find another man. They think I'm at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning orange fields up here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. You touched on crazy run, get to find another man. They think I'm at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning orange fields up here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
WBCQ. Some of the very talented William Hung right there on Dead Frog Radio. And now, it's that time of the night when we pander desperately for your donations. Head on over to gofundme.com/deadfrogradio, and there you can give us any amount. Seriously, we're a cheap date. Most strippers want dollar bills, whereas you can just throw coins at us. We don't mind. We're that pathetic. However, save your dollar bills for WBCQ.com, as they are having a donation drive to raise funds. If they had monies, do you really think that they would resort to allowing this terrible show on the air? So please, consider donating to WBCQ.com today. I'm sure they appreciate it. Anyway, we've got some commercials to get out of the way real quick, but I promise they're not so bad. Well, I guess I shouldn't make promises I can't keep. But we'll be right back after this with more Dead Frog Radio. Wow. That's a terrible way to keep people tuned to this station. But whatever. Back after this.
You've been asking for it, and we've listened. Introducing the McDonald's Happy Meal for adults. Your choice of our world-famous Big Mac or premium chicken sandwich, a large fry, a large drink, and a sex toy or porno movie. Choose between our selection of great themes such as Hairy Midgets, Fat Drunk Chicks, stereotypical gays, stereotypical lesbians, and much more. You know and love our world-famous golden cooked-to-perfection fries, and they're perfect to munch on while you watch Butt Sluts Go Nuts Volume 6, available now in our new Happy Meal for adults. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Availability of Butt Sluts Go Nuts Volume 6 not guaranteed. Adult Happy Meals not available at all locations. Price and participation may vary. Hey, it's Brad for Stoner Stop, your best place for all things stonery and stuff. We've got, like, pipes and bongs and, you know, those little mushroom-looking table lamp things? We got those. We also have, like, tons of snacks. Some hard-to-find stuff. We even got some snacks from other countries that you totally can't get here usually. They're good, man. They're so good. You should totally try Pocky. They're like these little Japanese snacks. They're these little, like, honeygram sticks covered in different kinds of chocolate. Dude, they're good. We even got, like, a whole bunch of those and tons more. You have a hard time finding ketchup chips in the United States? Shabam! Stoner Stop's got these delicious Canadian concoctions in stock, man. We also got these things. They're called Whole Shebang Chips. Dude, try those. They're so good. If it's snacks you want, bro, Stoner Stop's got the hookup. 6420 Domo Street, Lake City.
Thank you. And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let's have a hammer, Bob Bitchin. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Well, isn't that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
And then what happened?
I saw God.
I saw God. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me, Bob. Tell us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many you want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them. He's going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Then what is it, man?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
M's with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys for the Tensions Mountain here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
Oh,
boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys. Almost did. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Two.
Yeah, I roll big joints.
Our judges say that's okay. They roll big joints too, and you win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's building. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three. Behind one of those doors, Bob, is 50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm going to make you do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No,
man.
I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or...
Or what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four.
No, no, Bob. There's only three. I know. You're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
No,
one.
Number three, man. Number three.
One, two.
One,
One.
Black light, no tap backs. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
What happened?
I messed up. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Stop. What the hell was that? Why the fuck was Nickelback just playing on this show? This is a Nickelback free zone. You see, we have a policy of not playing crap that gets way too much time on other stations. Don't get me wrong. We play crap. But not crap that people are sick of. So no, no Nickelback. Ever. We promise. Now, speaking of bad music, here's some Bobby Brown. See, I told you we play crap. Right here on WBCQ, the planet.
Come on. Come on. Check it. Come on. Damn. Oh, come on. Check it. Back to the big brown. Back to the big brown.
Son of a bitch, Paul. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Suck my white ass, Paul!
Dead Frog Radio is funded by my savings account and your donations. And since I literally earn $5.25 a month, I definitely appreciate your donations to keep this going. Information on how to donate is on our Facebook page, or contact us and ask. Your feedback, support, reception reports, and hate mail is always welcome. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio. You can email us, deadfrogmedia@gmail.com. We also accept potentially deadly toxic powders via regular mail, along with your letters or cash bribes. Write to Dead Frog Media, P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Tommy Guns for turning my incoherent ramblings into a passable radio show. Thanks to Karma for all the Google foo he has provided. Without him, WBCQ would never have had the regret that comes with airing Dead Frog Radio. Also, thanks to Scout for handling the social media and financial side of the show. You rock! Dead Frog Radio is a production of Dead Frog Media. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I bid you a farewell and good night from my current home in federal prison to all of you listening out there on the 50,000-watt monster WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, and via the TuneIn Radio app for Android and iOS. And now, I hang up the payphone and disconnect the cradle modem. ATH, shutdown-H now. Good night. Is that a thong? Shake.